Something else to think about is what's going on at the Gabba. 3 days in, England 302 and then 2 for 33. Australia 328, highlighted by, I don't know whether you want to call it a career best innings, but in difficult circumstances, over 8 hours at the crease, 141 not out by Captain Courageous Steve Smith, 21st Test Century. The man covering it all for Channel 9 is Neil Breen. Long-time listener to the program, first-time caller. Hello, Breeny.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, mate.
Steve Smith, you mentioned him.
Yeah.
That innings, I know, Jimmy, you said it's hard to say it was career best. Look, when you've scored 21 Test Centuries in a flurry of a few years, it's hard to pick one out.
Mm.
But what was happening at the Gabba yesterday, the top order fell away again. We know that's been a problem for Australia. It was a difficult wicket to score on, and England's tactics were amazing.
Yes.
Just their field placements and everything. And Steve Smith standing there at 4 for 70, he's got pressure on his captaincy because the team, okay, they flogged Pakistan last summer. They drew with Bangladesh. They lost to India. They got flogged by South Africa last summer. He, in an interview with me before the test, raised it himself, the pressure on his captaincy.
Mm-hmm.
This means everything to him, this Ashes. And he was just, it was belligerence, really. He just put his head down and said, well, I'm not getting out.
Mm.
And he didn't. It was the slowest test century, but it was a remarkable performance in the circumstances.
Yeah, it was, Breeny. One of the great knocks. And the Channel 9 commentary, Tim, I can't remember who said it, Neil, but I thought they summed it up perfectly. He's been around a while now, Steve Smith. This is his 57th test. He's played, obviously, test cricket all around the world. International teams haven't worked out how to get Steve Smith out yet.
That's because he can adapt to situations. Mm. And the pitch at the Gabba, so this is the story with the pitch at the Gabba. And being a lifelong Queenslander, I came up here nearly a week ago. And it's a very mild spring.
Mm.
Wasn't that... You normally come here for a test in early November, let alone late November, and it's baking hot. And so the pitch couldn't bake out. And on top of that, there was the incident earlier this year where the Adele concert was at the Gabba, and they didn't dig out the turf block, but they had to take the grass off the top and plant new grass. So this is the first big cricket match played at the Gabba on that grass. And as a result, it's a bit slower. Like, Jimmy and Ray, you're watching this test. There aren't balls flying off the edge through the slips cordon or over the top of the slips cordon. There's none of that going on because the wicket's just a little bit slow.
Mm.
Even late in the day, if you look at the side on of Joe Root getting hit in the head, the reason he did was the ball slightly popped.
Yep.
So it's a difficult pitch. And Steve Smith, unlike most of the other batsmen in the match, a couple of the English players did well, he just worked it out. And he just said, well, this is how this pitch is. And I've just got to stick in here and just accumulate runs. At one stage, he scored 4 singles off 35 balls.
Mm.
And he didn't care. He doesn't let it get to him. He doesn't feel the scoreboard pressure in terms of in terms of scoring runs. He'll feel the pressure in terms of wickets.
Mm.
And that's why I think it was just an unbelievable performance.
Mm. Jimmy Anderson, is he fully fit?
The English are saying that there was talk that he had some sort of a side strain.
Mm.
The English are saying not, but I would say the other. Something definitely happened because they took the new ball and he bowled 3 overs.
Yeah.
And then lunch came up and he didn't bowl the last over before lunch. And then when they came out after lunch and the ball's only 8 overs old, he didn't bowl.
Mm.
You know, if Jimmy Anderson's here to bowl with the new ball and try and swing and use the seam and everything that he's good at, there's got to be some little tiny thing going on, I reckon.
Mm. Well, that's interesting, Brenny, because Jimmy and I have been discussing a couple of times this morning. Mm. This test match is so evenly balanced, and if Anderson isn't some doubt about bowling in the second innings, who's in front at the moment?
Mm.
I would say that Australia got their nose in front yesterday. Firstly, they had a 26-run first innings lead. But those 2 wickets in the last session, Josh Hazlewood didn't bowl great in the first inning. Yesterday afternoon, he was fantastic.
Yes.
Alistair Cook's in all sorts, I think, on this tour. And you know, he's the greatest run scorer in England Test history, but he seems to be in trouble. He holed out trying to play a hook shot. James Vince edged one. That was a great ball from Hazlewood. So Australia had those 2 wickets. But I think, well, we have to bat last, so you have to take some off after that. But I think, Jimmy and Ray, it all comes down today to Joe Root.
Mm.
If Joe Root bats till tea, England can win the test. If Joe Root's out in the first hour, I think it's all over and Australia will win.
What do we need? Don't we want to be chasing, Brini?
What's a number? Give us a number.
250.
Oh, gee, I think anything over 200, I think. Yeah. What about when Joe Root was hit on the head? I thought the response from the Australians there was significant and significantly different to what it perhaps would have been pre-Philip Hughes' death.
It sure was. And, you know, there's a lot of concern for him. And the Aussies didn't hurry him up. They gave him a lot of time to get ready and go through all the tests. And we saw the new protocols in play. Joe Root was fine. But what I really loved, Jimmy and Ray, was once it was established he was fine, what did Mick Stark do next ball?
Yeah, exactly.
He just went straight back in. Hey, can I give you a couple of other observations about the test?
Sure.
The Barmy Army aren't quite here yet, and you can hardly hear them at the ground.
Okay.
And the ones that are here are sort of split up, so they're not really in blocks of seats. And I was talking to some of the officials saying what's going on, and they said that most of them will come out for Perth for the shorter flight, and then they'll have a huge stack of them here for the two tests back-to-back, Melbourne and Sydney.
Right.
So I think kind of that's what's going on there. But good attendances. There's been 35, 34, 33,000 every day. But because the match has been, it's more of an intriguing test. It hasn't been like the atmosphere amazing, but the atmosphere yesterday afternoon was really good when Australia was just pouring in and bowling.
Yeah, no, exactly. And one quick one, Bruni. Steve Smith's not, how do I describe it? He's not overtly demonstrative, but when he got the 100, he made a gesture to the dressing room, and he was sort of pumping his chest, so to speak. It was a significant moment because he's rallying the troops. We've got a battle here, guys. You've got to come with me.
That's what I was saying earlier, that this means everything to him, and he knows it. He knows how important this is. He knows as a skipper and as a team, you can't lose a home Ashes, and that's why he was so emotional. Mm. And even late in his innings, Ray, when he missed, he tried to hit some, you know, shots over the top of slips and stuff, and he was missing him, and he was hitting himself in the head and berating. He was 130 not out, but he's just so passionate. But I'll tell you a funny story for the racing fans, right? Mm. So Steve Smith has a decent share in the horse Hogmanay. Mm.
Yes.
And he loves that horse, and he's got some other horses, shares and horses with Chris Waller, and he's always talking about them. And yesterday afternoon, I was on the ground doing a live cross, waiting to do a live cross with Ian Healy. And Smith came across the ground with the Australian media manager right behind us to go and talk to British TV. And as he came behind us, Ian Healy goes, "Oh, congratulations, mate. That's great." And Smith said to Healy, "Oh, thanks, mate." And then I looked at him, he looked at me, and I said, "Too bad about Hogmanay." And then he stopped in his tracks and sort of leant towards me and said, "What happened?" I said, "Oh, it ran 50. He goes, what happened?" I said, "It just didn't run on Australia." He goes, "Oh, I knew it. I knew that would happen today." Okay. And then he was like, shoulders down, head down, walked off towards the park. It was very funny.
Very good. Hey, Bruni, it's fantastic. We've got to keep moving, mate. Hope you got the swim in this morning and all went well.
I just got it in.
Outstanding, Bruni.
Very good.
Henry Poole. Good on you, boys.
Enjoy
Thanks
that test
for
match.
Us, mate.
No worries, anytime.
There he is, Neil Broome, with all the latest up there out of the Gabba.